Hello, good morning. My name is Gustavo and I am calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much. With which political party are you registered?
I'm registered Republican.
Thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, a Florida state legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you so much. And what is your main racial background?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
79.
Thank you so much. And please let me ask you, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? I am going to read you a list. K-12 education, illegal immigration, housing and property insurance cost, overdevelopment, abortion, traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, hurricane and flooding preparation.
Housing and whatever else.
Okay, thank you so much. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. And starting with Joe Biden, for you is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Now, Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. And now, Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K through 12 education? And I am going to read you a list. Increasing teacher pay, increasing school choice options, strengthening school safety and security measures, improving the academic rating of schools, reducing class sizes, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
How many can I pick? How many can I choose? Just one?
Yes, just
increasing
one.
Increasing teachers' pay.
Thank you so much. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. And starting with traditional public schools, for you is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
And now, your local PTA or PTO?
I have no opinion.
Thank you. Moms for Liberty?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Private schools?
Favorable. Very.
Very favorable. Thank you. Charter schools?
Favorable.
very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And your county school board?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Teachers unions?
Very favorable.
Thank you. And by last, teachers? Just teachers.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Approve.
And is that strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. And would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes you? I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, although they are not a top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all.
The second one.
Thank you so much.
Somewhat.
Thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
That one, the second one.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates don't appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
That one, the second one.
Thank you so much. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board's members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Parents have a right, the second one.
Thank you so much. And just before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 61% of the survey. I will try to be the briefly possible on this case. And I thank you so much for your time. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make a difference, you can indicate that as well. And the first one, a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security. It is for you much more likely to vote for that candidate, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
More likely.
It is that much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you. And now, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female. That makes you more likely or less likely?
Would you read that one again, please?
Yeah, no problem. A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Less likely.
it is much more likely, I mean, is somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their children is being taught in this classroom, it makes you less likely or more likely?
More likely.
And it is somewhat more or much more likely?
Somewhat more.
Thank you so much. A candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school's hours, it will make you less or more likely?
More likely.
And much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you so much. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy, it makes you more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less likely?
Much less.
Thank you so much. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic, it makes you more or less likely?
More likely.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
Much more likely.
And the last, a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identified to young students?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you so much. And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish our classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? I'm going to read you the list. 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, more than 20 years, or all of life?
More than 20.
Thank you so much. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
And is that very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or old or under who currently attend school?
Yes.
In this case, I'm going to read you a list. Yes, children or grandchildren in a traditional public school. Children or grandchildren in a public charter or magnet school. Children or grandchildren in a private, religious, or parochial school.
Public school.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, or not frequently, a few times a month or longer?
Multiple times per week.
Thank you so much. And in that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your participation. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. See you. Goodbye.